Hello, this is Lenny.
Hello?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Yeah, hi, my name is Austin. How are you doing today?
Yes.
Well, sir, I'm calling you from the Federal Benefits Department, and the reason we are reaching out today is to let you know that you were supposed to get your financial assistance package, and it was just sent back to us due to your wrong shipping address. So are you aware of that?
Oh, good. Yes.
Well, do you know any reason why you couldn't receive the package? Like, is there any problem, or were you out of town, or what's the reason you didn't receive your package?
Yes. Someone did say last week. No, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Okay, I understand, sir. So, is there any reason why you couldn't receive the package? Like, may I know the reason? Like, why it was sent back?
Yes. Sorry. What was your name again?
My name is Austin Brooks.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and you know she is very smart. I'll give her that, because you know she was the first in the family to go to university,
mm-hmm.
and she passed
okay.
with distinctions. You know, we're all
uh-huh.
proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Okay, so like, sir, let me just tell you what the financial subsidy package is and how you qualify for that for your better understanding. Like, it is totally funded by the government. You will be getting a specific amount of money every month that you can use to pay for your household and medical bills as well. And you must be thinking why the government is providing you with subsidy and why you qualify for that. So let me just tell you that only those specific people can qualify for it who are not getting any kind of state assistance, like Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, VA, or any employer's coverage. So you're not getting any one of those, right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
I'm saying that you don't have any kind of state assistance like Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, VA, or job insurance. You don't have any one of these, right? I'm saying that you don't have any Medicare or Medicaid. Is that correct?
Could you say that again, please?
I'm saying, sir, do you have Medicare, Medicaid?
Yes.
You have Medicare.
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Sir, I'm calling you from the Federal Benefits Department. Like, we work with the top 25 national carriers like Humana, Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, and many more. And our job is to ensure that no one is missing these additional benefits, like no one is missing this financial subsidy package, who is qualified, and no one should be missing. So our job is just to check out the criteria, like just to check out the eligibility and check out that who is qualified and who is not. So that's the reason I gave you a call. So sir, if you have Medicare or Medicaid, then I'm really sorry, I cannot assist you further because you are already covered with the best benefits. So I'm really sorry to bother you. Have a good day.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got
mm-hmm.
in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens. you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yeah, I understand. I completely understand your concern. But, sir, you are fully covered by the additional benefits and the you're fully covered with the benefits and all the, like, things that you are entitled to. You are getting those all those things because you have Medicare. So I'm really sorry. I cannot help you with that. So have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes.
No worries.
What were you saying again?
I'm saying no worries, sir. It happens. It happens with age. So don't be worried about that. You please carry on.
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
Well, sir, this works because, like, these benefits are for the people who are not getting any kind of state assistance, like who do not have Medicare or Medicaid or TRICARE or VA or job insurance. And you are saying that you are covered with the Medicare and Medicaid, so I'm sorry for that. I cannot help you further.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes. She says that I should be going for the.